Good morning, YouTube. And good morning, Facebook. It's 9:44 in the morning, the house church worship service. And, you know, I've been reflecting on the last 20 years. And it's really good to know that we still have the freedom to worship in our own homes. That the state or the federal government has not come in and mandated that we worship in one of their churches. It's good to know. It's good to know that we still have freedom of conscience to publicly proclaim good news of the gospel without being stopped. Now, we are being censored. We are being lied about by our government. We are being taken down off of some YouTube channels, some of our videos are changed and altered. Some of our Facebook views are. The other day I noticed I had like almost 25 views on Facebook, and this morning I went back to that and it showed zero views. So don't always believe what's out there, folks. It's a lot of scheming and lying going on. But I'm glad that this day, we're thankful for each day, this 18th of August, next Friday, Rosette and I will have been married 45 years. I'm glad that we still have the freedom of conscience to worship in this little house church. It says where two or three are gathered together, there will I be. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in the midst of them. It's good to know. And so it's going to probably get lonely as we find our society becoming more and more mind controlled and paralyzed and government agents will come in, creep in unawares and spy out our liberties. But you know, we don't work for the government. You know, we're not beholden to the government. We're not beholden to theologians or those that go through cemeteries, cemeterians. We're not beholden to people with Juris Doctorate degrees or Doctors of Divinity degrees or Bachelors of Liberal Arts degrees. Welcome aboard, my guy, Sam, my guy. We're going to sing some hymns, and then we're going to sing a couple psalms, and then we'll get into the rest of our service. I'm going to turn the camera around so you can see the other two members of this house church. One second. Okay, the first hymn that we're going to sing is taken from the old school hymnal, page 322, and this is about the New Jerusalem. This is not about the place they call the Holy Land over there in the state of Israel. It's not a holy place at all. We're looking for the New Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven. Mark, you want to start that?
The light of life has spanned the sky. The seas are now serene. A host of heavens are marching by. With joy they sing this sing. The old Abraham has passed away, a new one now we see. Where we'll abide with Christ from in all eternity. Shout hallelujahs to the Lamb, 'twas through His precious blood. The holy, righteous, great I am, redeemed us in the blood. Her life will last and love long, and death will be no more. Where Jesus reigns and rules alone, on that He life will shore. Where we can see our Savior's face and worship evermore. The righteous, perfect Lamb of grace, the one we adore. His new Jerusalem within, His kingdom surely come. And countless saints are dwelling in the Savior's promised home. Oh, everyone that thirsts to come, drink from this living stream. Come in with joy, arrive home, and you can sing this theme. Shout hallelujahs to Him, 'twas through His precious blood. The holy, righteous, great I am, redeemed us in the flood.
Well, how about singing John Newton's song on 218? How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. And drives away his fear. It makes the wounded spirit whole, and calms the troubled breast. 'Tis manna to the hungry soul, and to the weary rest, and to the weary rest. By Him my prayer's acceptance came, although with sin defiled. Satan accuses me in vain, and I am owned a child, and I am owned a child. Dear name, the rock on which I built my shield and hiding place, my never-failing treasury filled with boundless stores of grace, with boundless stores of grace. Jesus, my shepherd, husband, friend, my prophet, priest, and king, my Lord, my life, my way, my end, accept the praise I bring, accept the praise I bring. Weak is the effort of my heart, and cold my warmest thought, but when I see Thee as Thou art, I'll praise Thee as I ought, I'll praise Thee as I ought. Till then I would Thy love proclaim with every fleeting breath. And may the music of Thy name refresh my soul in death, refresh my soul in death. Well, let's sing Harp in Thousand Harps. Harp in thousand harps and voices, sound the notes of praise above. Jesus reigns and heaven rejoices. Jesus reigns, the God of love. See, He sits on yonder throne. Jesus rules the world alone.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus rules the world alone. Jesus hails, glory brightens all above and gives its worth. Lord of life, thy smile enlightens, cheers and charms thy saints on earth. When we think of love like thine, Lord, we own and love thee by. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, we love and love thee divine. King of glory, reign forever, thine an everlasting crown. Nothing from thy love can sever those who thou hast made thine own. Have the objects of thy grace destined to behold thy face. Hallelujah, hallelujah, destined to behold thy face. Savior, haste to thine appearing, bring, O bring the glorious day. When the awful summons hearing, heaven and earth shall pass away, then with golden hearts we'll sing, glory, glory to our King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory to our King. Well,
how about 219, Christ Satisfies?
Whene'er you need a friend who is all wise, on whom you can depend, he satisfies. Christ satisfies the soul. He has full control. On him your birds roll. Christ satisfies. When darkness hovers near and torrents rise, Christ sends our souls to cheer. He satisfies. Christ satisfies the soul. He has full control. On him your burdens roll. Christ satisfies. Nothing of earth is sure. Vain hope soon dies. Things of the Lord endure. He satisfies. Christ satisfies the soul. He has full control. On him your burdens roll. Christ satisfies.
Well, whether you believe it or not, he has full control. Scripture says he works all things after the counsel of his own will. Well, let's sing the final hymn we're going to sing today. It is Anywhere is Home, 450. And this is speaking specifically of the church home. This is a little house church. You know, there are many, many, many thousands and thousands of people meeting today in churches of organized religion. And they call themselves all kinds of names. Presbyterians, Lutherans, Roman Catholics, Wesleyans, United Methodists, Episcopal, Southern Baptist. You know, the list is endless. Nazarene, Christian, Churches of Christ, Churches of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, Church of Scientology, and on it goes, and where it stops, nobody knows. But we're glad that we're in a little house church here, And this is called Anywhere is Home. Mark, you want to start that?
Wealth and fame may never come to me, and the palace there, here mine may never be, but come what may, if Christ for me doth care, anywhere is home. If he is only there, anywhere is holy, let come and go what may, anywhere I roam, he keeps me all the ways. So for his dear sake, my cross I'll meekly bear, anywhere is holy. If Christ my Lord is there, up on top of the bow, and driven by the foe, sad within, without, wherever I may go. But I press along, still looking up in prayer, for it's all I know to only. If Christ is only there, I will labor on till I am called away, till the morn shall dawn of that eternal day, looking unto Christ who keeps me in his care, anywhere is holy. If Christ my Lord is there, anywhere is home, let come and go what may, anywhere is home, he keeps me all the ways. So for his dear sake, my cross I'll meekly bear, anywhere is home. If Christ my Lord is there.
Well, we're going to sing a couple of the Psalms for you. And hopefully it will be a blessing. The first one we're going to sing is on page 96 of the Psalter, 121.
I to the hills will lift my eyes, from whence shall come my aid. My safety cometh from the Lord, which heaven and earth hath made, which heaven and earth hath made. Thy foot he'll not let slide, nor will he slumber that he keeps. Lo, he that keepeth Israel, he slumbers not nor sleeps, he slumbers not nor sleeps. The Lord, the keys of the Lord, thy shade on thy right hand doth stay. The moon by night thee shall not smite, nor yet the sun by day, nor yet the sun by day. The Lord shall keep thee from all ill, he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord, as thou shalt go and come, forever keep thee whole, forever keep thee whole.
Well, let's sing on page 53, 102A. This is taken from the 102nd Psalm.
To this my prayer, O listen, Lord, and let my cry from help reach you. In day of grief, hide not your face. Your listening ear toward me, O bend. The day I call, your answer send. For all my days go up in smoke, and like a harp my bones are burned. While I grasp my heart is crushed and dried, I daily food forgottenly, my skin and bones together plead. with sighs and groans, my brain to rouse. I'm like a wilderness pelican, or like an owl in desert waste. I lie awake as on the roof, a sparrow stands alone, aloof. All day my foes their taunts repeat, but filled with anger, curse my name. I food with tears and ashes mixed, for you on me in anger frowned. You raise me up to throw me down. An evening shadow are my days, like grass I wither soon away. But your sitting throne, forever your memorial, shall endure through generations all.
Well, it's interesting to me who people listen to as their authority. You know, it's very interesting to me. There's a saying out there, you know who you're controlled by if you say something against them. If you can't say something against them, you know who you're controlled by. Welcome aboard, Stephen. Good to see you this morning. Well, I'm glad to know that we don't have to be controlled by men. We're not members of organized religion. We're not beholden to a priest or a doctor in theology, or a juris doctorate, or a government agent. There's lots of spies out there that will come in and privately spy out our liberty. Isn't that what the Bible says? But it's good to know that our answer is only to God and Him alone. You know, we're living in a time where people are more interested in where you're at on the social scale, kind of like in China. You know, they now will determine who actually has credit and can buy things and can participate in the mainstream of society as long as their social credits are high enough. It's gonna filter its way right into the United States eventually, believe me. It's gonna filter its way right here. Do you have a good social score? Are you perceived well? Scripture says, beware when all men speak well of you. So when I'm in the minority and when people are lambasting me on the public airwaves, calling me Antichrist and a wolf in sheep's clothing and all kind of other ad hominem attacks, realize it says when you're persecuted, joy that you're persecuted for the name of Christ. I want to read, and Mark has agreed to help me today. I want to go back to a portion in John that we looked at here the while back, but I want to just go back to this because I think it is so apropos for what is going on right now in our society, in our culture. And I hope that you'll listen to this, because, by the way, if you can't listen to Christ, who can you listen to? This is Christ speaking. So if you refuse to hear Christ, you can have all of the, you can have every T dotted, And notice I said T dotted and I every I crossed. You might think you have every I dotted and every T crossed. There's a lot of people that think they're perfect. They have all the answers. Let me tell you something. If you think that you have all the answers, I guarantee you don't. I'm going to have Mark. This chapter is rather lengthy. I'm not going to. I'm just kind of going to go through it. It's a total of 33 verses. So I'm going to have Mark. This is the 16th chapter of John. I'm going to have him read through the first 16 verses of that. First 16 verses of chapter 16 of John out of the King James, authorized King James version of the Bible. Go ahead, Mark.
These things have I spoken unto you, and you should not be offended. And they shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. These things that I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them, and these things I said not unto you at the beginning because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you ask of me whither he goes now. Because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because it believed on me, of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he in the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, and he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things the Father hath are mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while you shall not see me, and again a little while you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Scripture is living. It is eternal. The Bible says, my word shall never pass away. My word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Now, the reason that these scriptures are so apropos for today is we find the very same thing happening today. People don't want to hear the truth. When you tell someone, when you quote Scripture, come out from the world and be separate, saith the Lord, they get offended. They want to continue in the world. They want to continue to going to their sports arenas and their soccer games. They want to continue to fund their children in Luciferian universities. They want to continue to support their sons and daughters in secular education. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. They think they're doing God's service. You know, And these things will they do unto you because they have not the Father nor me. That's what he says. That's why they're doing it. They come across as having all the answers, as being wise. And they want to put down people that don't want to exalt. And when you try to hold them accountable, they go on the offense. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. Well, he's talking to the disciples about what's coming up in the events that he's going to be going through. He's going to the cross. Now, we've been given the Holy Spirit because Christ has gone away, and he said when he goes away, he will send a comforter to us. He says in verse 7, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. What would we do without the Holy Spirit during these times? What would we do? And it says, when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin. That's one of the things the Holy Spirit does. He reproves the world of sin. He reproves us personally of our personal sins. But he also reproves, okay, those who are continuing to be deceptive and stay in the systems of this world and want to lead other people astray. And if you try to reprove them, or even use scriptures to remind them that we are to come out from the world and be separate, saith the Lord, it also says he's to reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. People go into a rage when the Holy Spirit shows them their error. They go into a rage. Rather than face the reality of what they're doing, they either take flight or they start fighting. A little of both. He says in verse 11, judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Satan is already judged. He's already doomed. It's just a matter of time before he's thrown into the bottomless pit. It says in verse 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit, again speaking of the Holy Spirit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, and he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall speak, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. God has revealed to us what is happening right now. And notice the Holy Spirit shall glorify me. You know, if people are spending all their time glorifying themselves and their wisdom, cosmology, and how smart they are, and how learned they are, and they're not glorifying Christ, there's a problem with that. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and that shall show it unto you. Verse 22, he says, 27, he says, the Father himself loveth you because he hath loved me. And ye have loved me, and they believe that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. Now, he ends this chapter with a beautiful, beautiful promise to his elect. These things have I spoken to you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Are you experiencing some tribulation this morning? If you're not experiencing any tribulation, it's probably because you're still of the world. If you're not experiencing some tribulation, if you're not experiencing some rejection, if you're not experiencing some persecution. These things have I spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Now, I just want to briefly look at a passage in the first chapter of Colossians. One of my favorite portions of Scripture in the whole Bible. Colossians, the first chapter. We read beginning with verse 8, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. I don't see a lot of joy in people who are trying to prove how smart they are. I don't see a lot of joy. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Didn't stop there. He touches on biblical cosmology there, doesn't he? Does he stop with biblical cosmology? No, he does not. Let's go on down. Verse 18, he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your minds by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. imputed righteousness. Imputed righteousness. He says in verse 26, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. What is the mystery? Mystery. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Are you proclaiming the mystery of Christ? Christ in us, the hope of glory, the elect? Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man Christ Jesus. Now, if you contrast that, and by the way, Paul wrote both of these, if you contrast that to 1 Corinthians, there's a big contrast. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, and we're going to look at the contrast between man's wisdom and the wisdom of God. Verse 17, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Are you making the cross of Christ of none effect? For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Is the preaching of the Christ? Is the preaching of the cross foolishness to you? But unto us which are saved, it's the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing understanding of the prudent. Are you a very prudent, wise person? Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching. And what is the preaching? What is the preaching? Well, he tells us what the preaching is. The preaching of the cross of Christ. God made foolish the wisdom of this world, for after that the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign. Are you looking for a sign? Are you looking for a little priest to follow? Are you looking for a little doctor to follow? Are you looking for the wisdom of this world to follow? The Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. Are you a Greek? Are you seeking after wisdom of this world? But, what's the contrast? We preach Christ crucified, unto the Jew a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. Is this foolishness what I'm saying this morning to you? Is this foolishness? It's the Word of God. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. For you see your calling, brethren, not that many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things which are, that no flesh may glory in his presence. Are you glorying in your wisdom? Are you glorying in your education? Are you glorying in your knowledge? Are you glorying in the cross of Jesus Christ? That's my question this morning. But, verse 29, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Verse 30, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Now, if we go on down to chapter 2, well, I want to read a few verses. And brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech. I'm not claiming to be a juris doctor, lawyer. I'm not claiming to be a doctor from the cemetery. I came to you not with excellency of speech nor of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Where's his focus? Where's his focus? Was Paul's focus, main focus, on biblical cosmology? No, it was not. Did he leave it out of his messages? No, he did not. But he tells you here where his main focus was. I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Paul did not write a 1,000-page book on the sphere of influence. Okay. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world. We're not interested in listening to government agents. Okay, we're interested in listening to the government of God. We speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Verse 10, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, and the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world. Come out from the world and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Come out from working in high places of federal government positions, as chief counsels for government agencies. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. We have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. For he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So this is something to think on this morning. Is your trust in man, or is your trust in God? is your man in trust in what those of the world system proclaim and those that have not come out of the world system, or is your trust in the crucified and risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Is our focus on the cross, or is our focus on self-exaltation? May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.